What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host who's sick, just like myself a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit under the weather. So I'm Art of War, as you guys may know. And then across the road here.
Across the road?
The round table.
Across the road.
We have Matador Roja, a.k.a. Sonia, a.k.a. Sheriano.
A.k.a. Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake. I like that one. My favorite, actually. And then across the board, we got Producer Chris. Welcome, Producer Chris.
Hola, ¿cómo está, my friend?
Me está muy buena. Oh, Producer Chris, you speak Spanish very well.
Yeah.
That's him laughing in Spanish, y'all.
Ja, ja, ja.
I love it. When I get to do that sometimes on your post, it makes me feel a little Spanish.
A little bit.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Maybe you could go help with the caravan coming up here.
Yeah, the copio person. Yeah.
Señores, over here. Come over this place.
It's really nice. We call it Callahan.
Callahan. Yeah, we need a lot of workers.
Oh, shit.
On the cheap.
On the cheap. Well, they need to build up some infrastructure. We'd like a building over here.
I got a question for everybody.
Sir.
So all these people coming over, where are we going to put them?
Tent City.
I don't know, man.
They're going into, well, right now the military's going down there, and they're shipping all the fucking big toys down there to the border right now.
How much is that costing us?
A lot. But.
How much does it cost them if they come here? And
yeah. Because, look, it's you know it's a political stunt.
Totally is.
I mean, because if you start looking at the logistics of it and everything else, because somebody broke it down, like actually broke down, you know, how it's going, the amount, the logistics of moving this many people like this, meals, this, that, and it, you know, there's somebody bankrolling this. And for them to literally be, you know, arriving like 2 days before the midterms and everything.
That's so like, who's bankrolling it?
I don't know. Somebody is. They're
talking about like
Soros.
What I don't like is seeing the videos from the people from Mexico posting shit like how these people are going through their towns and destroying shit.
Yeah. Well, did you see them at the one of the borders in Mexico? One of the Mexican border stations?
Where they were throwing rocks at the helicopters?
Yeah, throwing rocks at the helicopters, beat the shit out of the Mexican police, burnt down a fucking station and stuff like that.
It's like, yo, so
it's like a legit invasion.
You're leaving your country because of violence, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
But you're inciting violence along the way.
No true.
Yeah. Oh,
so we're gonna let you in?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean these are
Is that the kind of people that we wanna let in?
Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Give me a tie, give me a hug, give me a wig.
If you're coming here because you're fleeing some horrible situation and you wanna be, you know, part of the community and, you know, be a U.S. citizen, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
You know, there is a process, but hey, yeah, get yourself out of there.
Yeah, sign yourself up. Let's go.
Just in the process, don't.
Fucking death and destruction all the way up.
Yeah, it just doesn't look good.
It's like, nobody's going to want you here.
No.
Nobody.
Like, hey, can I come over to your house, Chris, and just like destroy everything and invite me back?
Shit in your bed, you know, throw rocks at your fucking.
In our country, we shit in our bed, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's going to be a very, very interesting what happens because he's already laid the groundwork the other day. I think it was yesterday. He already said, he goes, look, you throw rocks and stuff at the U.S. military, we consider that, you know, violence. And same as shooting a rifle.
No, it's not. Because a vet went on to say, yeah, we got rocks thrown at us, you know, where we were at war. And if you shoot those people back, you're a criminal of war.
Yeah, it's because
you can't.
Because there's an escalation of force, and that's like dramatic escalation.
Yeah,
they'd have to hit them back with like. Water cannons, sonic cannons, all those kind of things.
Just throw rocks.
Sonic boom! Yeah.
You know, they have these sound cannons, man, which is super dope.
Yeah,
they
hurt. Yeah. I've watched a couple military shows on. They are fucking interesting.
These sound cannons, they're mounted on top of vehicles. And basically what it is, like when you have a huge
It's like a
crowd,
dog whistle?
Kind of.
Oh, it's like worse, man. It's like, so but if you're pain. Like walking towards this vehicle or whatever, or they try to create a line, they hit the whole crowd with the sonic cannon, and like, you just cannot proceed forward. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, they've got those. I've seen Didn't they have a microwave too?
They'll use shotgun beanbags and shit. Yeah.
But I think I've seen one where it was actually like a heat, almost like a microwave. So like if when it came across and hit you, you had to move.
It's just too hot.
Yes. Too hot.
You gotta be careful with the beanbags though. Because if you get caught in the head, he could kill you.
Well,
yeah.
It's less than lethal, but doesn't mean it's non-lethal.
Right, hey, exactly.
You want to know how you don't get hit with a fucking beanbag?
You don't
go to the border throwing rocks.
Right.
You want to get hit in the beanbag in the head by a shotgun? That's how you go about getting hit in with the beanbag in the head with a shotgun.
I just don't understand, that people are saying, oh, let him in. Oh, yeah, where are you going
to
house
him? Let him go to your house.
Yeah, I mean.
Who are these people anyways? Like I can't even believe like real people are saying this shit. Like, okay, and where? Like, with whose money?
Right.
And you want them at your house? No, you don't want them at your house, but you want them somewhere. I'm like, what kind of virtue signaling are you doing right here? Well, we should let them in. They're poor and stuff. Dude, I get it, man. That shit sucks. But they just crossed like two other countries.
Well, not only that, it's the fact that they're inciting violence.
Violent. Yeah, man.
No. So it's like, I mean, I'm sure it's not all of them.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there's a few bad apples for sure. But
they're going to fuck it up for everybody.
That's how that works, man.
Just like the cops. One bad cop, and all the cops get looked at as, oh, they're all assholes.
And then cops die because of that.
Yeah. So
same thing. A lot of people are going to die because of these assholes.
But see, the thing is, it's the prediction that I've seen. Is what you're seeing right now is you just see military-aged men. In the cameras, that's the caravan you see is mainly it's guys coming up. The women, the children, they'll all be bussed in as they get closer to the border, and they'll be the ones on the front line at the border with the military pushing them back. So then that way it'll lead to that great photographic opportunity that you can the picture.
Is that the military pushing back women and children?
Is that what your plan is?
No, that's not my plan.
Well, how do you know then?
It's a prediction. That's what I've read.
Okay. Well, why are you spreading fake news? We don't know.
He said it's a prediction. That's not news.
Where'd you hear that at?
The interwebs.
Uh-huh. And to be honest, though, I mean, that's a tactic that's used all the time.
Yeah.
That's a tactic that's used all the time. That's not a made up tactic. That's not a new tactic. No. That's something that's. They do it because a picture is a lot more powerful than. You know what I mean? And if you can make a picture look a certain way. There was this lady that, there was this guy in complete riot gear, right? And. The crowd is completely hostile, and then she goes up there and kisses the shield of one of the riot police. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, everybody on the left side over here is all loving that, and all these people on the right is just, this crazy militia just, look, she's gentle. She's just kissing the guy's shield. No, that's not what the whole episode was about. That's one tiny, brief, 2-second deal. You know what I mean? And then, but you take that picture. It's so powerful. It's so moving. It changes the course of what that scene looks like.
It's just because like
of a picture.
It's just like a lot of the cop videos you see that are damning to police. You see the incident.
You see the outcome.
Yeah. Well, you see the incident and the outcome. You don't see what led up to it.
Right.
They always cut that part out. And then, luckily, that's why, I've talked to a couple cops. They love, some of them do, some of them don't, depending it on. But a majority of them, they love the idea of body cams.
Well, all the cops that I know, were against it, but now they have it. And they're like, dude, my complaints have gone down. Yeah. Police brutality has gone down. That's air quotes that I'm doing with my fingers here. That has gone down. Crime is, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I read that JSO just got their first set of body cams.
Yeah, they're...
So I think it's 20% of the cops are now going to have body cams.
Yeah.
And by 2020, all of them will have them. So let's see how that plays out here in the city.
It'll be good.
You know what's cool, too, is that the way they have the body cam set up as well is let's say the police try to use the body cams to make it look like this person did a criminal thing. When they hit that button, it has recorded a certain amount of time previous so that you can't plant evidence and do that kind of shit.
Well, the newer ones are now, they stream straight to a cloud. 24/7. That there is no, you have to hit a button and it'll grab, 2 minutes before and then run to the end. No, they stream straight to the cloud, continuous
technology.
So there's
now they're seeing all these cops sleeping in their cop cars for real. I'm like, oh my god, it's such a long shift. I don't even want to fucking work right now. I'm gonna take an hour.
Listen, if a video of a cop comes out that has been working for 10 hours and he's taking a little nappy poo at Famous Amos. After he ate,
I ain't mad.
I know we're not, but though, but we're also not, you know.
We're normal, reasonable people.
Way right or way left either. We're like right in the middle, like, yo, he's a human.
Yeah. Fuck, I work 6 hours and I want to take a nap.
Fuck yeah.
Shit, right?
What do you think? That's what I do at lunch.
And their job is way harder than whatever the fuck we do.
For real. And dealing with Joe Public like that too, fuck.
I know.
Well, it's because because when I was in the fire department, you know, you're never coming across people at a great time.
But everybody likes the fire department.
No, they do not.
No?
No.
Why?
Because you're invading, you know.
You're invading what? You're trying to help people. You're trying to save them.
Okay, you're right. But, okay, so say.
Unless you're cracked out.
Yeah, say you're like, get out of my ass and my drugs. You know, you're in a bad spot and you're, you know, maybe trying to kill yourself and your neighbor notices this, so he calls the fire department. So then we show up to come and help you, you know, not blow your brains out. Well, you don't like us. So you start pulling guns on us and shit like that. I've had that happen. I mean, shit, one of my first calls was a suicide. That guy was successful.
And I quit.
No, it was actually, there again, it was morbid curiosity.
Chris was like, oh, this is cool.
I kind of was.
I looked the face folds back over. Normal face. Not normal face.
Yeah,
normal
face. Not normal face. This guy did it right. He said, you know, fuck this. 12 gauge to the chin. Double alt buck. Pull the trigger.
Oh, God.
I was thinking people are silly about that, right? Like, you shoot the face off and you might not die. You know, they'll put it back together. But if you shoot, like, in between the intercostal space where your heart's at, you guarantee that it's.
No, this guy had it right. He didn't go straight up like this. His was more. He went through the back.
Yeah,
of the
but then you have this big bloody mess your friends have to clean up. You gotta be a little bit considerate.
Yeah, you do it in a shower. So that way it's
easier. Yeah, do it in a shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I say go fucking fight a bear, man. If you're gonna go out like a fucking
champ.
Like you're going out Valhalla. Go out there, test your manhood then. Fuck it.
What if he kills
that's
a bear?
That's not a test.
If you kill a bear, bro, you were meant to stay. And I'm not talking about no pussy little like.
Talking about
a net off.
What? I'm sorry. Who? Repeat that. What?
Habib's. Namanegov fighting a little baby bear with, you know, I'm talking about a real bear, like a grizzly or like, polar bear.
You mean like Leonardo DiCaprio bear?
Goddamn. Yeah. Brown bear. Oh, my God.
Like a 9 foot, 700 pound.
Like how Bjorn slayed that bear in Vikings. You guys ever watch that?
I haven't got to that part
yet. Dude. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It is so
Vikings. Vikings is one of those shows where I enjoyed it. I've seen enough spoilers and stuff like that, but it's still a good show.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert. Dude, I'm telling you, man. When he goes out, he's like, hey, I want to test my manhood. And he goes out into the fucking, I don't know, he didn't really sound like that, but he went out into the woods and shit, and he's like in the cabin, and this big-ass bear had been stalking him down. And it's like him and his bear and his axe.
I'm more into like the narco, shows.
Yeah, the dirty, grimy.
Yeah, like I watched all three seasons of Queen of the South. That was really fucking good.
Was it?
And now I'm into, it's called Startup. And Startup is actually on, it's like a Netflix type of, site.
Service.
It's called Sony Crackle.
Oh, it's the old. Yeah,
for you, for the white people.
Yeah.
The Crackle.
Well, it used to just be Crackle, and then Sony bought it.
Yeah.
Because I used to have Crackle, too.
Yeah, so it's free.
Yeah.
And
it's on my Roku.
Okay, cool. So I started watching, it's called Startup. And some of the stuff that they film, I think they're filming it in Puerto Rico because
looks familiar.
Like,
it looks familiar, yeah.
By mi casa.
Very familiar. And the one thing is that there's no coquis, which is like the little singing frog in the U.S. There's only two places that they have them, Hawaii and Puerto Rico.
They're probably not.
And you're not going to confuse them, you know? I mean, granted, they're both islands, but
yeah, they are.
But there's a distinct difference between the two.
Production-wise, you're probably not doing Hawaii. You're probably doing
Puerto Rico. Well, the show is based out of Miami, so it's easier for them to fly into Puerto Rico to film some of the stuff and come back than to film in Hawaii and then have to go. You know, I mean, film in Miami and then have to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So every time that they film the Haitian stuff at night, you know, you hear the fucking cookie singing, and I'm like. Do they have cookies in Miami? And I posted it, and somebody responded, no. So I'm like, they got to be filming in Puerto Rico. I haven't looked at the credits. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Look at the credits and see where it's being filmed at.
Sweet fact check.
But anyway, it's about this. It's almost like Bitcoin. So this girl comes up with a code to this app, and it's called GenCoin. And they go into business with this dude who is like the face of this company, but behind the scenes is like Russian mobsters.
Nice.
And they become partners and they basically out her. They bought all three of those people. Mm. So then she becomes, on season two, she builds her own darknet because their homie was selling drugs, the Haitian guy, and his people were getting busted. Hey. So now what they're doing is through the dark web that they created, they receive and ship orders of drugs. Hmm. So it's pretty interesting.
You guys ever get in the Mayans yet?
Yeah, I've been watching the Mayans.
I watched the first episode, and I think it's kind of interesting. It's like from that Proby's point of view, and it's also like he's like a
the prospect. Yeah,
the prospect that's something. Yeah. He's like a, he's kind of like a little informant, right?
I will say this. I like the show. However, it's no Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, they're Mexican.
Well, yeah, but you just don't get that feeling.
Hey, but what about that one Mexican who can't speak Spanish? He gets shot and they bring him over next door. He's like, what is he saying?
What?
I literally just finished watching that.
Which one?
The first episode?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, the whole series. Hey, startup is Puerto Rico.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Good call. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. All from the cookie frog.
You know, we have a producer that should be looking at that stuff, but, you know, I guess.
You can't do two things at once. Let's just keep the sound good. Right, Chris? Mm-hmm. What do we got? Sound. Make it good.
Thank God we got Sherry.
Yeah. Good job, Sherry.
Oh, girls are good at finding shit on things.
There you go. I'll have to tell you, too, once we get off air, Dad was on a movie set this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it? For Blake?
There was an NDA, so I'm not going to say publicly.
But. Is it Tommy Segura and Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Because they're filming in Atlanta.
Yeah, they did.
Where the players play.
You'd be surprised how many. Georgia. No, Georgia's the new hub for,
I know.
For movies.
Dude, have you seen that movie Superfly?
You mean the old one?
No. The new one. Superfly. No. It was filmed in Georgia, in Atlanta. Okay. It's pretty good, actually.
Well, I know they did Baby Driver, a lot of Baby Driver.
Oh, was it?
In Atlanta.
I love that movie. That was
pretty cool. I have not seen it.
How cool would it be? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. No. How cool would it be what?
How cool would it be if you pulled a lot of that Hollywood away from California and brought it over here to the East Coast?
Well, that's what's happening.
So we can get the California people and the Hollywood people here?
What's wrong with them?
The California people?
Do we have to go into this?
Those motherfuckers are nuts.
Yeah, do we have to go into this? They're not... That doesn't matter. They don't think like the rest of the United States or normal people. Because
it's different
think
over there.
Yeah, because they don't live in reality.
Stupid idiot!
Exactly. They don't live in reality.
Look,
they
anytime
don't.
You accept that your city has a human shit app map,
it's San Francisco.
And you're fine with that. You got some fucking power.
There's a big one on this corner.
I don't know. Jacksonville needs that. I'm so tired of seeing fucking human feces everywhere.
Where the hell are you going?
I was on Sunbeam, and I went to go vacuum my car out, and I was like, what does that smell? And I looked down, and it's like right, someone sat on the edge of the vacuum cleaner.
I had to go.
It was disgusting.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I've got shit struck before and been up in Georgia. Man,
I smelled shit for the rest of the day.
Shotgun that shit.
No, I go, and I'll wait until I hit like a fire break in the woods where they cut around the pine forest. So in case they catch fire, there's a good fire break line. I'll just go and hit one of those, drive my truck down there. Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, but that's shit in the woods. This is on a
main road.
Shit when you're in,
you keep toilet paper
March.
With you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Just making sure.
Dude.
That way you can make a man pond.
No. You got to wipe and throw that out.
You
can't make
man
a
pond.
No.
He needs a shower afterwards. If you got a shotgun shits, you need a shower.
No, you do double wipes. You got the toilet paper and then you have wet wipes.
Wet wipes and you hit a toilet paper again and then man pond your shit.
No, don't man pond.
There's no need to man pond. Yeah, that
shit stays there.
What is man ponding?
Well, what is a man pond?
You man pond so that way you just bloop and then you go about your way.
Like toilet paper?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Put it right in your butt.
Why don't you just wipe?
Because if you have a shotgun shit, sometimes, you know, wiping, unless you start wiping from the edge all the way down.
You wipe your asshole out.
I mean, I've never had this problem, so.
Well, because you don't have guy shits.
Apparently not.
Just saying.
Yeah,
they get violent.
Hey, listen, Sherry has a little gluten-free shits.
Listen.
Her shit's like, boop.
Yeah, you shit like that? A rabbit.
Have you ever gone to the bathroom and, like, held on to the toilet while your legs are straight up?
Is that a chocolate drop? What's going on over there?
Then yeah, you definitely don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But she's like, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
We're disgusting human beings.
What is wrong with your stomach?
No, listen.
Like, my stomach's fucked up.
People say what I'm fucked up, but I was like, I shower afterwards, so I don't know what
you're doing. Yeah, there is times that for a shit shower. You just have to do it.
Like, doesn't it take a long time? I was like, no, I'm only washing the lower portion of my body.
You know, too, because you keep wiping and more shit comes out than what's on the toilet.
You're like wiping.
You're like, nah.
Yeah. Like wiping a fucking Sharpie marker. Yeah. You're just like, okay.
You know what we should come up with?
Huh.
A shower head from the bottom up.
That's called a bidet.
No. I'm not talking about in the toilet. I'm talking in the shower.
Well, just get a
wand.
It's
called a removable thing.
Yeah, just get a wand.
It's a wand.
You got to have one from the bottom where you just, like, you know, stand over it, spread a little bit.
Oh, almost like a fucking glass washer at a bar.
No, he's talking about putting a scrub brush in your butthole. No, not like a glass washer at a bar. No, just water. Just a little jet.
Not a little jet. Like almost like fire hose.
Yeah. You need some pressure.
It's
going
to get in your mouth.
Hey, you know, one time, so I had a situation like that happen to me when I tried to water ski one time. And I was water skiing, but it's hard to stand up when you're water skiing, especially when you're learning, and your butt drags on the water. Well, guess what?
You get an enema.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. I was like, no, fuck this. I'm done. I was about 2 minutes into water skiing. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
That's why I wasn't a big fan. I liked wakeboarding. I like kneeboarding, and I like skiing. I wasn't a big fan of tubing. Because you have to sit in the tube and hold on. Well, that's all well and good, but your ass is getting hit by water.
No, nonstop. I don't mind the tube. I keep my ass out of the water.
Nah. Well, see, you're a little smaller than me. I'm a big fucking dude. I got to wedge myself in the tube. So then it's just a continuous fucking enema.
He's like, oh, my God.
That'd be cool because, you know, in the shower, get all that shit out, man.
Dude, just get a wand. Just, you know.
A wand? Good.
Yeah, the removable head. You pull the head, wash your ass.
Nah, I don't want to touch anything. I just want to like walk up to it, spread my cheeks and let the water.
There it is. Yeah. So at the top is blue, so you know that's head, and then the bottom one is red, so you know that's the bum. Like, hey, don't put the head.
Oh, you imagine you trying to wash your ass with that thing, and then all of a sudden it hits you in the nuts.
Ooh.
Hey, who are you guys going for tonight?
Oh, she's trying to change the subject.
I don't want to talk about shit anymore.
Shut up.
Oh.
Hey, if you really want to watch something, get uncomfortable.
No.
The new Netflix.
Watch Chris have sex.
No.
I get uncomfortable watching that.
Oh my God. I'm hurting. You're an asshole. Why would you do that?
Because
now I'm picturing Chris have sex. Asshole. There's nothing wrong with
this
that, buddy. You're big sexy man, but you're my buddy too.
Anyways, Degenerates on Netflix. The first one, the first comic on the Degenerates is Big Jay Oakerson.
Oh, I got to see it.
Dude.
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Big Jay's stuff before?
No, I have not. Okay. But I've heard about it.
It's uncomfortable.
He's been on
because he's a Legion. Burns. Yeah, he's Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
But it's uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
But uncomfortable?
But you have to have a dark sense of humor and enjoy some, you know, be able to laugh at some real fucked up shit.
What about Coco Diaz?
I haven't made it that far.
No?
Because, see, I thought it was just a special. I didn't know.
No, it's like six or seven of those guys, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, 30-minute sets. Okay. And there's like nine of them.
So, is it all one show or is it broken down?
It's episodes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So, because I know Christina P is on it, Coco. But I've only seen
Big J's.
I started watching. It was so bad. Like, literally, I would watch it, and then Tyler would come out of this bedroom or something, and I'd have to pause it and, like, shut it down. Because he wants to sit and hang out with me. And I'm like, yeah, no, you can't even hear this.
Oh, my God.
It's so rough.
I got to finish watching my show, but I definitely want to see that tomorrow.
I enjoyed it. There's a couple comics I haven't heard of before. I'm going to give them a try. But I almost want to skip down to just Coco's.
Yeah.
You know. So,
what's up, motherfuckers?
Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers?
You cocksuckers.
Have you did a Hinchcliffe's episode with Rogan?
Yeah, I did.
Was it funny?
Yeah, I always enjoyed Tony Hinchcliffe.
Because, Dad, I talked to him Thursday, I think it was. And he was, when he answered, he was kind of still laughing. I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? He's like, Rogan's podcast with Hinchcliffe. And I'm like, is it that good? He goes, yeah.
You know, we saw him too, right?
Hmm?
We saw Tony Hinchcliffe with Rogan down in Orlando.
Yeah, I saw him whenever he was up in at the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
He opened for him.
Ah, dude, he's
funny as shit.
He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny
as shit. And he's like one of those guys that comes up with shit like on the fly.
And he could come up with some dark shit too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'll surprise you.
His puns are pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though Rogan hates him. He's like, oh, you motherfucker. Yeah.
I like him.
I do too.
You all right, bro?
Yeah, I had to blow my nose. I don't do it.
Well, we have a bathroom there. Right there. Yeah,
but you have toilet paper. Yeah, dude, that's why I have toilet paper. There's tons. We buy it from Costco. It's fine. If you want to.
When I went in there, I didn't see any.
There's toilet paper in there.
Sorry, I went downstairs. That way you didn't have to hear me blow my nose.
Brrr. It's okay, bro. We know that you're not feeling well.
Thank you, buddy. But I'm here.
I thought about skipping it today because I had a migraine. Thank God that Chris gave me that fucking, ibuprofen.
Yeah, he gave me tea and a hot toddy.
What is a hot toddy? I always ask. It's whiskey and what?
It is whiskey, lemon juice, honey, and a quarter cup of water. Boiling water.
Yeah, you boil the shit out of it. I heard it. It's like,
yeah, so because it's
only 2 tablespoons of whiskey. It's not anything crazy.
Yeah, I even gave him top shelf too. He got Maker's Mark.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was good. Because I smelled it, I was like, oh. Bro, I can't drink.
Wait, hold on. Do you have different kinds? I mean, do you have like a bottom shelf one?
That's the proper 12. Ugh. You got a bottom shelf one?
Oh, proper 12. You mean proper 3?
Proper 3. Yeah, I'm not mad at it, dude. I think
it's a party whiskey, bro. Yeah. Bro, you got to love that guy. I
love that guy.
I think he got his ass beat, but he's still hustling. He's trying to get that whiskey off.
I think he actually did better. I mean, if he was able to keep his standing and strike, he would have done better. But he did better than I thought he was going to do when dragged to the ground, to be honest.
Yeah.
He did.
Did you see some of the comments from yesterday's press conference?
What happened?
I loved it. One of the ones was Gufferson was so white, Jones tried to snort him.
Oh, dude, how about Jones pushed Gufferson? Yeah. He was like, there's a strong wind in here. He's just like, he wasn't even like phased by it. He was just like kind of tipping over.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good fight. I don't see it going Gufferson's way.
But to be honest with you, if Jones actually trains for the fight, I don't think it'll be a fight.
Well, yeah, because he didn't train for the last time he fought him and he fucked him up. He did fuck him up. He went the distance with him. Come here. That was the one where he went the distance and he broke his toe in half.
That's when everybody was like, I don't know. That was, controversial win.
I don't know, man. I'm almost to the point where it's like if you're a douchebag on the stage, I almost just want to see you get smashed and go away. I don't know.
I don't know. What is it going to be like? Almost 2 years since his last fight or a year and a half?
Yeah. Gustafson's been out just as long.
Yeah. That's true, but that's because he's been holding out.
Yeah.
Because he calls out DC when he wins the championship,
And Dana goes, no.
Dana says, no, we're going to give you this guy. He's like, all of a sudden, he's hurt. Okay, bro.
Hey, look, everybody's trying to make that money.
Yeah, I know.
So, I can't be mad at him. But I think you should come out and be like, no, I don't want that fight. That's not money. I want money. I mean, shit, look at how many fights Diaz has turned down.
Look, I don't think the UFC treats their fighters very well as far as money comes.
No.
Maybe the top 1% will get some money, but all these guys that are trying to make it, that are trying to go to the UFC, they're not going to make that, any kind of money right off the bat.
No.
Mm-mm. You wonder why they're showing out trying to get attention. Cuz that's the only way they're going to make money, Well, see, like Derek Lewis, he shows out, but he does it in a comical way.
Yeah, he does it in a comical way. He's not a real asshole about it. I mean, he's a shit talker. I loved his. Did you see
disrespect his Popeyes?
Well, did you see his little interview that he had on the basketball court? They were asking about what he eats. Like fight week stuff like that.
Popeyes.
No, he goes, well, if my wife's in town, I eat her ass. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's Derek Lewis. Fucking, I love it. Laugh my ass off at it. Yeah.
Well, he's a very raw guy, and I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
I think tonight he's going to have a problem. If he doesn't hit DC in the first 2 rounds and knock DC dead.
I mean, who knows? Because, look, he knocked homeboy dead in the end of the last round.
True, he did, but
I don't see DC being in that punch range like that. He's going to be all over his ass, dirty boxing and keeping it closed, wrestling.
I see DC fucking wrestling him down to the ground from the get. I don't see DC standing up striking with him.
Yeah. Well, he told his broke down, he's like, my striking is more technical. The only thing he beats me on is power. He's like, but that's okay. I don't
be in that spot to get hit with
power.
He's
like, yeah, I don't fall into that typical range, when I fight people. So you know, I'd have to like really not be paying attention to get hit with that.
Yeah, drag his ass down, because you know if DC gets on top of Lewis, Lewis ain't changing that position.
The dog wanted to hang out with the other dogs.
Okay, cool. I was watching some Cejudo videos today.
I like Cejudo. Isn't his drill? I like some of his. Man. I like his drills.
I like his drills. He was showing entries, the deep single legs that he does and shit like that. I'm like, bro.
But also, he's like 5 foot nothing, man. So like, he's getting down there, he makes it look so easy.
I know.
And I imagine there's bigger guys that make it look easy too, but he makes it look really easy.
Dude, he shot a deep single and where he actually shoots between the legs and takes the low single.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going, that's awesome. But there's no fucking way. You
you're
know,
like, I how am I going to get down there?
I like, can maybe do that on Brock because he's four times my size.
No, you ain't doing shit on Brock.
No, I'm shaking his hand and congratulating him on the win.
I don't think he's going to let you shake his hand. I heard he's not very friendly.
I don't know. I heard he's not friendly. There.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
No.
Really?
If I see him, I'm like, be like, oh, there goes Brock Lesnar.
You're going to give him a nod like this? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
That's what I did with Dave Chappelle.
Why you got a penis tattooed on your chest? And then run.
You better have good cardio.
Oh, Brock. Big phallic symbol just cutting into his neck.
Right. So you sell Dave Chappelle at, what is it, 5 points?
Yeah. I talked about it before. But yeah, man. I walked by and I was like, that's Dave Chappelle. But he looked heavier set, you know.
Yeah.
He looked fatter than usual. Well, I walked by again. He looked at me. I was like, we both knew. He knew that I saw him.
So he knew that you knew that he knows that you know who he is.
And but I was being cool and only gave him a nod and said like, "Yo, Dave Chappelle, let me get a picture. I know you got a show tonight.
Start good screaming luck, shit, you
know? Bro." I try not to be that guy, but when I went to EBI and I saw Frank Mir, and I'm like,
I don't know. I'd probably fanboy a little bit with Frank
Mir. Yeah, because you're gay.
I'm gay from Frank Mir. So, hey Frank, is it too much of a problem to take a picture? No.
Tyler was actually watching wrestling the other night, and Brock was on it.
Yeah.
And then you see, you know, I remember Brock in the octagon, how huge he fucking was. But then you see everybody else in the ring, and the WWE is the same size as him.
Actually, did you see Braun Strowman? Braun Strowman is way bigger than Brock Lesnar.
Who's Braun Strowman?
Oh, the guy that he's wrestling next. No, he's not. He's not Russian.
Oh, there's this guy that's like 325 pounds, or
yeah, but he's still not as tall as.
But no, this guy is like gargantuan, and he's like Russian or some shit. No, not 325. Excuse me, 400. I think he's like pushing 400, what? If not over 400.
What the fuck?
And he's shredded. God, I'll send it to you. I don't know his name. Some Russian cat.
In the WWE? Bald.
No, talking about he's going to be fighting.
You know, talking about
the fake news stuff?
Is it fake news?
Yeah.
The giant fucking.
Yeah, I saw it.
Weight bodybuilder dude that's going to be MMA.
It's fake news.
400. He's not 400 pounds?
No.
He probably is.
No, that he's fighting. He's fake news. And he's 325.
325, that's different.
Yeah, and he's shredded.
For sure. Yeah. Yasada's going, yeah, come on over, big guy.
Come on over. I think it was somewhere in Europe. He was
they don't fighting.
Yeah. It's like, here's some steroids, please. Yeah. Juice some more.
Yeah. Have fun.
Can you, make it interesting.
Well, your steroid levels are low. Here, have some more.
Yeah. Here, you're only at 4,000. We like you at 9,000.
Boss level.
We like at Super Saiyan level, please.
But I was just amazed at how big these guys were, and then I was like, me and Amanda were talking about it because we watched Mir at the last, because, you know, Mir had that super fight at the Quintetlet.
Right.
Quintetlet.
it was like a quintet, but little.
Yeah, but little.
A little quintetlet.
But it's I was like, man, how fucking big is Frank Mir? Like, because.
Well, compared to who? To compare to Uriah Faber? Of course.
He's huge. Yeah, but I mean, just look, because he wasn't smaller than Brock.
Frank is like 240 or something like that.
Yeah. Well. Really?
Yeah, Sherry's probably looking it up right now. 6'3", 6'4", 240,
something like
that.
Sherry's like, am I?
Sherry's in a different world right now.
I see you, boo, with you looking up your stats.
I know. It's getting to that point in the year where Sherry's going to start fucking wearing snow jackets and shit like that.
I'm wearing snow jackets.
It's only probably like 72 degrees up here.
It's freezing.
So, Sherry, I saw a post the other day. You know, with the one of the ones that I always give you the eye rolls. Which is pretty much everyone.
Everyone.
You're coming back training? What's up?
No.
Oh, okay. She was working out. She's giving those.
No, mirrors. No. She was talking about training BJJ again.
Ah.
So what's up? No?
I'm working on it.
What's up, girl?
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
I'm going to do BJJ.
Right?
No?
That wasn't that.
She's got that little pose out where she turns a little bit.
I confuse them. You know, there's so many.
She like has to like contort the hip. Get the ass out. There we go.
I got a lot of stuff to
fix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like what?
You know what helps fix that?
Training.
Going to class. I don't know.
Chris was like, I don't know. I mean, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. I mean, people tell me that shit all the time.
I don't go to class.
There must be something to it.
But I went to class. I went to class. I was able to get in one last week.
I got none last week.
Well, you've had like hurricanes you had to deal with.
I got hurricanes. It's getting to be my busy time because everybody's trying to close out projects by the end of the year.
Well, it was for me. It was I worked late on Monday.
Yeah, you had some shit going too.
Then Tuesday I was lazy. Then Wednesday we were closed. Then Thursday and Friday I was like,
Yeah, we were gonna train Thursday, but it was actually me and Amanda's anniversary.
Oh,
so that's why we didn't.
Happy 2 years!
Congratulations!
How many? It's 15 married.
Shit.
15 married?
Sorry, I was allergic to that.
No, 15. Yeah, right? No, 15. Damn. 15 married. I think it's 20.
You better get it right.
23 altogether?
Damn.
Yeah.
I know. I know. You know how I know? Because she's like, never mind. We'll just let that
go. Oh, man. You were winding up.
Yeah, I know, right? What happened?
Yeah, he's sick. I lost my gusto.
He's sick. He's not feeling well.
Then I don't want Chris mad at me again.
Oh, what did he get mad at?
Yeah,
you?
When did I get mad at you?
You always get mad at me.
Oh my god!
For what?
He does. He gets
because you call him fucko.
No, I don't ever call him fucko.
No, he call you fucko.
He does do that
every now and then. All the time. Get the fuck out of here.
We say it more than twice. It's all the time.
Oh my god.
Typical men.
Fucking snowflake.
Always.
Oh, whoa.
Always and never.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, wow.
What
man,
the fuck
wait.
Is this typical man?
Little generalization.
Y'all fucking attack women all the time.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Okay, attack me.
I never attack you. What are you doing?
There's a big difference between attack and poke fun at.
Yeah.
And I never poke fun at you.
Yeah.
Have I?
I do.
Yeah. Because I fuck with you. I'll fuck with you. But I still love you to death. So, yeah. If I didn't.
Hey,
if
two
I
out of three
you,
ain't bad.
Yeah. If I attacked you, it's I wouldn't like you. I only attack people I don't like.
You know what Chris loves also?
Vagina.
These nuts.
Oh, I went a different direction with that. Sorry.
Because you're nicer to me than he is.
I am nicer to you.
That's why I don't call you fucko. I call him fucko.
Yeah, you do call him fucko. That's fine.
Yeah. But that's how me and Wallow are.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know? Because I could come back and say something else, too.
Yeah.
Can be mean. And wait. I know he's not going to get butt hurt.
No.
Yeah, I do, so don't do that.
Yeah, no, he does.
Especially when he's sick.
Yeah.
God forbid.
God, you remember that time I made that fucking Navy joke about the semen? Oh, God, he got so fucking angry with me. And then he was like, I'm sorry, I can't stay mad at you. I'm like, come on, man.
I try not to.
I love you.
It's okay, bro.
We love Art.
All right, so there's some fights going on tonight. What's crack-a-lackin'?
We can watch some Popeye's chicken going down.
Oh, that dude, he actually got sponsored by Popeye's Chicken.
If he wins, we're eating free.
I think it's like next Wednesday from 2 to 4, everybody eats free. Right. So, yeah, Popeye's put this thing out there that if Derek Lewis wins, I think it's on Tuesday or Wednesday, everybody eats free from 2 to 4.
Ooh. I thought that was going to be Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I wouldn't want to be working at Popeye's during that time.
Why?
That place is going to be packed for that 2 hours.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pissed off people, too, because once 4 o'clock comes around and they stop serving that free
chicken. But I was in line.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
My bro, I should have lined up earlier, huh? Heh.
The first time that I saw that happening where a company was giving out free food for a team winning was, I think, in the early 90s. And it was in Golden State. They said if Golden State scored 145 points in a game, which is fucking hard to do, everybody in the arena would get a free taco.
And Golden State was like, I want a taco. 150
and
points.
And they fucking score 145 points.
Damn.
That's crazy.
A lot of them do that. in baseball. Like if, you know, if they hit a home run or something like that, everybody gets, I think like Dunkin' Donuts has done it for teams before, you know, if somebody hits a home run, you know. Or
they congratulations get, to the Boston Red Sox and their head coach, Puerto Rican born Alex Cora from Caguas, Puerto Rico, on winning the World Series.
Oh, they won that shit, huh?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico, was that last night?
Huh?
No, that was like 2 weeks ago,
bro. Oh, shit.
Welcome. Yeah. No, it was
cool.
It was last week, bro.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, white.
I know, they were even up against my Dodgers.
Oh, you're from LA?
No,
but he's one of those liberal fucks.
Yeah,
in
right.
disguise.
He's like, wait, don't you be talking about California. Like, those people are the nicest people in the world. They're always looking out for the little guy.
No, I grew up, the Dodgers, I remember whenever I was growing up in Tennessee, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time by myself.
Yeah, no, what? Yeah.
Wait, when did you grow up in Tennessee? I thought you grew up in Callahan.
No. I've moved around. I grew up in South Carolina. I've grown up in Jacksonville. I've grown up in.
I think some of vacations, bro. No, you talking about vacations?
No, I lived in Tennessee for a few years.
2 years?
Yeah, probably about four.
Did Pappy own a plantation out there? Did Pappy own a plantation out there?
No, I lived in Bucksnort, Tennessee.
Bucksnort,
Tennessee. I went from Bucksnort, Tennessee, to Waverly, to New Johnsonville, then to someplace outside of New Johnsonville across the Tennessee River. But that's where I remember growing up, because I had to basically cook my dinner, do my homework by myself, all like that, because my parents then were working at a correctional facility that was closer to Nashville. So they had like an hour and a half drive.
Your dad was a correctional facility officer?
This was my real mother and stepfather back in the day.
Oh, okay. It's not your daddy.
No, not my daddy. But what's crazy is I didn't know this till later on, that my dad actually used to drive, because my mom kind of kept me, my real mother, kind of kept me away from my dad, would kind of hide me. But he would find out where I was, and he would actually drive all the way to fucking Tennessee.
Yeah.
Find the school I was in. Yeah, he would find the classroom I was in, look at, just to check me out, he would actually look through the window to see me.
Yeah.
And then he would fucking drive all the way back here to Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's like, see that little right there? That's my squirt.
Yeah.
Came from my balls.
Yeah.
But so when I was growing up like
I shot him into that woman's pussy.
Oh my God, bro. You went, I brought it to a level and then you like 10x that shit. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh yeah, guess what that sperm in those balls went?
Excuse me. Well, excuse me.
You knew it was going to go there.
Jeez, but anyways, I didn't know. I mean, I set it up for sure.
Yeah. But so I spent a lot of time by myself. Cooking and, you know, doing my own clothes. And
you cook?
I had to.
What do you cook?
To kind of take care of my
now?
Stuff.
What do you? Well, you make a great coffee. That's for sure.
I do.
And you make a good hot toddy too. I ain't gonna lie. Unless that was Amanda.
No, that was me.
Yeah.
But so
at
I
that
remember,
age, were you making hot toddies and
no,
coffee then?
But I remember those nights Dodgers were playing in the World Series. I can't remember who they were playing, but it was when Oral Hershiser.
Okay, so it would have been
in the
80s, so
yeah.
It's either the Athletics or...
I think it may have been the A's.
Okay.
But I just remember watching the Dodgers in the World Series.
It's either the A's or Detroit.
And so that's when I became a Dodgers fan, was because that was the team I just got introduced to watch it. Okay. I'm a Dodgers fan and I'm a Braves fan. Like, I have a Braves jersey in my closet over there. Chipper Jones.
You racist.
What? Come on, man.
Racist.
And I still enjoy watching baseball every now and then. A lot of people don't, but I know. A lot of people are like, man, baseball's boring as fuck. I'm like, I enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I like watching it like I like watching curling.
And women's fighting.
Not necessarily in that order.
We know he doesn't enjoy that.
And you know what? You're full of shit, because everybody enjoys curling every 4 years. Everybody watches.
We're going for the gold!
Yeah. That's the only time we watch it.
Every 4 years, you're like, because you're forced, you're like, fuck, man, when's this one over? Let's watch some people. Like,
clean that ice, motherfucker, clean it! Clean it good!
He's cleaning it so good! Look how fast he's grabbing!
You know what's crazy?
Now you guys want to clean.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy?
You guys.
God, I'm sorry, Sherry. What are you hitting at? I'm sorry.
You got some.
Hating.
What's up, Sherry?
Stop. Let's
put it out. Yeah.
Let's hear what you got to say. Hey, girl, you got some shit on your chest. You need to get it off. Come on. Let's hear it.
I know your mouth, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, his beard's weird.
Let's talk about it.
What are you talking about?
In the studio, just yelling at the mic.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind. But let's talk about it for real. Well, what's
well, I was just joking.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of man hating. I want to see where this is stemming from. Let's do this.
You guys suck. I was just kidding.
Just kidding. Love you. Really? I'm pretty sure I give you a hug every time I see you. What the fuck?
Yeah, right.
I haven't gotten
so,
a hug
yet. So let's.
Anyways, do you know there's actually, over the last couple of years, there have been more curling rinks built than bowling in the United States? Word. Actually, it's a big thing up north. Curling has become.
Well, you know, all you need is
ice.
32 degree weather and a hose, and you can. Curl whatever you want.
Yeah, but you could shit. You could have a curling rink here in Jacksonville. We have an ice rink.
Yeah, but you know, you could do it outside at your house.
Yeah.
Up there if you wanted to. Which, by the way, now that the weather's getting nicer outside,
we're getting ready to start hitting your house for some games.
Let's play right. some bocce ball. All
right.
What is a bocce ball?
Bocce ball.
Is that like pickleball?
No.
What's pickleball?
What is pickleball?
Oh my god. Okay. What is bocce ball?
Bocce ball is. This game with balls.
Oh.
Yay.
And
Chris should be good at that shit. So should Sherry.
I am. I have two, right?
Sherry, you're gonna be killing at it. Okay, it has balls.
You mean I get to break balls?
What's up with bocce balls? Come on.
So it's got five balls per person or per team, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's one main ball that you throw, and the guy who throws the ball closest to the neutral ball. Gets the points, so but you can knock off people's balls with your own balls.
Think of it like I guess it would be more of like
shuffleboard.
Italy's horseshoes.
Italy's.
Well, that's where bocce. Lost. No, that's where bocce came from. Bocce ball came from.
Okay,
is Italy.
So yeah,
so like I gotta fact check that shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah. I mean, check it. I'm assuming completely.
I mean, I don't care, man. It can come from Switzerland, Italy. Yeah. It just sounds funny. Bocce balls. Hey man, you got a case of those bocce balls, man. You know, Dibs was hot.
It's actually, I looked into building a bocce ball thing.
Did you really?
Here at the yard.
It's eight large balls, one smaller target.
Okay. Well, what's the origin?
An object ball called a polina.
Polina. Yeah.
Polina.
There are four balls. Well, okay, per team.
Where'd it come from?
Made it sounds of a different Italian. Polina. That's Italian, right?
Yeah. It sounds it.
Polina.
Yeah, you got to do the hand.
In Germany, it's Kugel.
What?
Nine.
That's a ball. Kugel.
Kugel?
Kugel.
Nine. I just said I learned that because a friend of mine's sister was German.
Who's a ball in Spanish?
Bola.
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 Bola. Mama me las bolas.
Your what? Mama likes my balls.
No.
Your That's... balls and my mama.
It sucked my balls.
It sucked my balls.
You know, we always go to that.
Oh, my God. Well, you always go to that.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, you did. So yeah
I just encourage it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't encourage it. Stop doing that.
I hope there's like lights around there and shit because it's getting ready. Like after tonight, you know, it's going to be getting dark at fucking 5 o'clock again.
Well, we don't have to play at fucking 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I haven't played on Saturday.
All I know is that like
you know, like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Speaking of like lights and shit, all I know is like it's staying darker later in the morning makes it really hard for me to get up.
Well, you'll be good because clocks fall back tonight.
Oh, bro. Fuck.
What?
Fallback, we get a shower.
It bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind the fallback. Well, fallback's fine. I don't like the spring forward.
Well, the thing...
It's an hour.
Yeah.
It's that life.
The thing was that legislature in Florida passed stating that...
I think we're falling back and then we're not springing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're falling back and
I read that the law passed... Well, yeah. they passed the law, but it's got to go to Congress for approval, whatever... Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been looked at yet. And I thought that we were going to stay the same time all the time, but no, it's not going to happen.
Well, it'll happen. I mean, whenever it passes, then it'll stay.
I thought it did pass.
Well, it did pass, but I think it has to go to the legislator to be written into law.
Yeah. And the problem is that only Florida would be the one doing that. The other states are not doing it.
Well, there are
a couple other states.
In the East Coast. So they're like, you know, kind of like at a standstill. I don't want to keep moving back and forth, man. It's stupid.
I agree.
I mean, how many farms do we have? I guess we have plenty. So, because they used to do that for the farmers, right? Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's where.
I'm looking up bocce ball.
Sorry, that's where it came from. It's Congress hasn't approved it yet.
Is it Italy? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's actually between British and French, and then developed into its current form in Italy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, we're waiting on Congress to approve it.
Right, that's what I just said.
Rick Scott's already signed it.
Yeah.
So
Rick Scott, I hear a bunch of bad shit about him on the internet.
Well, you hear
must be true.
You hear a lot of bunch of shit about other people too.
Must be true.
Yeah. So whatevs. Anyway, let's go back to the fights. Who's fighting tonight?
Guys, have you ever been so congested that it makes your eyeballs water?
Yeah. Duh.
Fuck, bro.
That's what congestion is.
You steam, if you put cocaine in steaming water.
I saw that. An Australian showed me that one time at a party.
There you go.
Works cool like a story,
champ.
Bro.
Hey, works like a champ, bro. Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, who's fighting?
Sharon.
I know. Hey, you know what? If you're congested, you should get that shit that I recommended to Wallow. Did you ever get some of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I have it at home.
What's that?
It's like a cayenne pepper spray.
It's called Nasal Plumber or something like that?
Sounds gay as fuck. No.
Okay.
Well, it goes in your nose, not your ass. So you're okay.
Whatever.
I mean, if you put it on your ass, then yeah, you're probably gay. Yeah.
I don't want anything plumbers around me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
enjoy not being able to breathe.
Yeah, stay congested, fucker.
No, man, I got toilet paper over there.
Okay.
Yeah, but this shit here, all you had to do, you literally spritz in your nose.
You put cayenne pepper and then it just all drains out?
Yeah, it opens up your fucking sinuses.
It opens it up. It's not going to start pouring out.
Yeah.
Where? So it's not like a neti pot?
Oh, bro, I love the neti pot.
I can't do it. I'm like drowning. I'm like, oh, this is waterboarding.
Oh my god.
I want to. There's something like the neti pot that I've wanted to try, but I just can't. I cannot bring myself to do it.
What is it?
It's the one. It's the little machine where it's like a neti pot, but it shoots water in one side and vacuums out the other.
I might be able to do that.
I will totally do that.
I might be able to do that, but the other one where you drain it like this and it's going in the back of your throat and you're like choking.
Here's the problem. You're not doing it right. Because if you,
I know.
You tilt your head and open your mouth when you squirt the bottle, it goes up your nose and out the other side. It doesn't go back to the back of your throat. If you're leaning back, it probably will.
There's a technique to it, for sure.
You gotta cup the balls.
Fuck that shit up because I was like,
I can see him.
I was like, oh my god! I spit it all out. I threw the pot. I was like, fuck that pot! And I kicked the thing. I was like, I'm gonna take a shower. And I took a shower. Just blew my nose.
But still, that doesn't
help. Puked a little bit. You guys ever
don't do that sound?
Have you guys ever puked and just? Did it sound right?
Don't tell me that you have one of those things like you can't stand to hear somebody puke.
No.
Oh, girl. Oh, get ready for the fucking sound drops.
Oh, I gotta get a sound bite.
You haven't seen your mom's house before.
Hold on. Have you guys ever? I didn't finish my thing, but
my eyes are watering.
I didn't finish my thing, but my thing came undone. So check it. So have you guys ever puked in the shower and you're like, oh man, I don't want to clean it, so you just kind of squish it with your toes and down the drain.
Yeah, you just kind of keep grating it down. Sometimes.
Dude, there's one time I got so hammered.
Okay,
this is when I was like 21.
Oh my god!
So you know, it was like a couple years ago.
What are you doing to the cable?
I'm fixing it. So it was like a couple years ago when I was 21. And I was in Seattle. Hey, I'm trying to tell a fucking story here. You guys are ruining it.
Well, I'm sorry. She's over there having a fucking breakdown because while I was making puke sounds, you're talking about smashing it down the drain. And Sherry's literally over there crying.
She's about to die over there.
Does it upset you? Are you going to throw up?
Your throw up sounds are going to make me throw up.
Are you going to throw up?
She's going to throw up.
I'm trying not to.
Are you going to spew in this? Spew in that bottle.
Don't throw up on the mic, please.
No, I've had one friend.
If we make poop sounds, do you poop?
No.
Plop, plop.
My stomach starts turning when someone makes that sound.
Okay, don't make that sound anymore because I don't want her throwing up in my fucking...
My friend actually didn't believe me and her daughter starts going, it just started going and I ran outside and I just started puking and they literally did not believe. Once that sound starts going,
my
stomach starts going.
Your puke sound makes my puke sound.
Oh. Real.
I can't watch movies or anything with it. I have to turn it. I can't watch people puke.
Really?
Oh, dude, that's Christina. It's
what did you do with kids? You had two kids. How did you handle that? Because you know those little fuckers puke all over you all the time.
Do you want some ginger?
No.
You sure?
She's ginger enough. She had too much already.
I got a little ginger. I got a little ginger chews downstairs.
Well, let me do one more.
No.
If your stomach's turning, I'll give you a ginger chew and it'll fix it.
A ginger
chew. Where do you think that come from? That you can't hear that sound.
I don't know. It sucked being a parent, though, having to deal with my kids puking, and it's like,
Oh, so you're like a legit sympathy puker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, you see her eyes?
Dude.
She like had because I'm sitting there like meditating, almost trying to get it to like calm down. My stomach.
She's like, I am one with my body. Jaw. My body does not want to puke now. Yeah. I am one with my body.
So then it starts calming out because I'm fighting it.
Yeah, you start getting that, your fucking mouth starts salivating. And you're like, oh. See, at that point, once it gets to that point, I just go ahead and hit the bathroom. It's like, it's happening. Let's just go ahead and do this and get it done.
Bathroom's right there.
Yeah, but I had to like disconnect first.
Dude, what if you got to poop? Go poop.
Then you get a bucket. You just shit and bucket. Trust me, I've been that sick where you've got to.
I have too, but I didn't. I was head in the toilet and shit.
I'm holding my breath
in the shower.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was bad. I puked so hard. I was like, oh no.
No, he's talking about puked and poop.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It was like when what's his name gets his arm cut off, Luke Skywalker.
Oh yeah.
No. That's what I was like.
Oh my God.
Is that true? And I looked down. Like,
story,
God,
bro.
True.
Dude, this is.
It was so bad.
Sherry. Oh, wow. This is so bad. I mean, like, literally, this is bad.
You know, it's bad that it can, you know, that shit happens, but it's good to know.
It is. Like it is. Because the next time she starts going, all you men, I'll be like, we'll put a stop to that shit on the quick.
Podcast will be over.
It'll be like the color art you do, but with chunks.
Well, we have.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's your mic, so if you fuck that mic up,
yeah,
whatever.
Smell that shit.
Yeah.
That's your little condom off. That's your little mic condom.
Yeah. You're right now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Dude, just do some yoga poses.
For what? Ginger. I got some ginger.
Because that'll make her mind off it. She does yoga.
Either that or just take your pinky.
Break it off.
Break it.
Yeah.
Now you're not thinking.
I'm sweating now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, see, now you're not cold anymore.
Like, I saw your eyes. Your eyes got, like, really swelled up, and they were, like, tearing. I was like, oh, is this going to happen? Is it happening?
It's going to happen, but do it over there.
If I don't meditate it away, it'll happen.
Well, anyway.
Now we know.
It's good shit to
fuck
know.
Fuck you, too.
That's going in the bank.
Should we try to be, like, mean to us? Be like,
right? Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
Watching you do that makes my stomach, like,
really?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Weird Science?
No.
You remember his brother?
Yeah.
Chet.
Fuck yeah.
Weird Science. Yeah, yeah. Chet, when he turned into a big shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's talking about eating a greasy sandwich in an ashtray and then going like, and the guy's like.
Then he eats a fly. Yeah.
That's a great 80s movie.
He turned my brother into a shit. Dude, that was so hilarious. Chet.
Yeah. Well, Chet was a piece of shit.
He was.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bill Saxton.
What was that chick's name? She was hot, too.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yes.
Yeah, Kelly LeBrock was amazing.
God, she still looks pretty good for her age.
I believe it.
But she's got plump lips now, though.
Oh, she did the lip injection.
Yeah, she went past the DSLs and went porn.
You went porn?
Yeah.
But that was like everybody's first real shit like that.
Huh?
So that was like everybody's first like real hottie.
Did you see her in Women in Red?
Well, she had really cool accent.
She showed her boobies, and I was 7, and I had a boner forever, and yep. I didn't was know. Like, what, was
what am I doing with this? Don't even know.
But I'll find out.
Oh, you figured it out, huh? Shooting blanks. Oi, oi, oi. Nice stuff, man.
Anyway,
I got a nephew that's 12, man. It's like, I'm like, hey.
Let's move on to the fights.
Talk to him a little bit and say, just don't do it around the house. It's in the bathroom.
I know. I've told him, man, he's only 10, so we've still got a couple years, but I was like,
he's late.
Well, no, I was like, look, there's going to come a point where he's going to start taking long showers and shit like that. Yeah. Don't be barging in.
Yeah.
You know, give. Well, warnings, you know, start calling his name 20 feet away from the bathroom.
Tyler!
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm showering again, Mom!
Exactly.
I told you not to bother me when I'm cleaning my room. This shit is a pigsty.
Did you say creaming my room?
Sure, that too.
Don't be picking up no socks on the fucking floor.
You're like, don't be touching no underwear. You put that in the basket, you put it in the thing by yourself.
I'll get Amanda one of those little grabber handle things, or you just grab
it. Oh, the claw.
Yeah, the claw.
You guys ever see that t-shirt with the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and he has the two claw hands? He's like, what's up now? And he has them up in the air. It's hilarious.
He's like, what's up now?
All right, let's talk about the fights. What's going on with the fights?
I thought we'd been talking about the fights.
No, we haven't. We've been talking about puking.
Well, if you guys been holding out for that, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
There's really, I mean,
Derek Lewis and DC. That's the only one.
No. Stylebender and Derek Brunson is going to be a good fight.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the first fight of the main card, right?
Yep. I don't really know about the rest of these other than Weidman and Souza.
Jacare.
Oh, yeah, that should be good. Yeah, Jacare and Souza. Yeah.
Who's on the main card?
Bronson, Stylebender, Robinson, Marshman, Branch.
Branch. Okay, Branch is pretty good.
Cannonier.
Ben Saunders.
Ben Saunders is on the prelims?
Yeah, he's on the FS1.
Roxanne.
Modafferi against, Soraya Eubanks. Yeah. Okay.
Then Weidman, Souza, then Cormier Lewis.
I got Saunders. He lost to Moraes not that long ago, but he's making a quick comeback. I guess he didn't have a lot of damage.
There's already prelims going on now.
Okay.
On the FS1.
I got Saunders on that one. I like Ben. He's always a nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy.
So, you know, fan favorite for me, at least, if I can call myself a fan.
Sure, you can. You can call yourself whatever you want.
Fanny.
Just
call yourself a fanny in England.
Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla.
I don't know what that means.
Tell him you're a fanny of fucking what's his name?
Michael Bisping?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, cool.
So you're Michael Bisping's fanny.
Okay.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, the rest of these. Are just...
You like a little fanny pack.
Jason Knight's fighting.
Oh, the...
The kid. That? Jason Knight, I don't know. 20-5.
He's what is it? They call him something that... The jiu-jitsu redneck.
No, the kid.
What?
The kid. That's what it says, the kid.
I like the jiu-jitsu redneck. I think that's cool.
Jason Knight?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, the jiu-jitsu redneck.
Maybe that's what they call him, but that's not his fight name.
Okay, cool. Anywho, who else? Champ, Derek Lewis.
Yeah, champ.
Who do you got in that one?
Well, I got DC. Champ has a higher percentage kill ratio. Yeah.
How does he finish it?
Decision. It'd be like a TKO. Stoppage. It'd be a TKO situation.
Ground and pound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TKO 15 situation. Seconds in.
You think so?
15 seconds in, Derek Lewis hits him with a fucking right. He's dead.
Yeah. No, that's like 15 seconds to go in the fifth round.
I don't know. I don't think Derek wants to try to cut it that close again.
No. Not with DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I see him. If it goes decision, it's wrestle fucked. If it goes... If he wins it, it's TKO.
Yeah, I say if there's a knockout, Lewis wins. If it's wrestle fucked, DC wins.
Okay.
I see DC winning via TKO, too.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, ground and pound? Yeah. You remember what he did to Stipe?
I don't know, man. The reach. The reach is going to be an issue.
He doesn't fight in that reach. He doesn't fight in that zone.
Well, I know,
he fights in a very close, dirty boxing zone, which happens to be in his wrestling chain zone as well.
I mean, all the numbers are DC.
Derek Lewis has a strong puncher's chance, though.
I mean, he's fucking 79-inch reach.
But that's the thing. You know, that's his only weapon. So if you can avoid it, you know, you should be good.
Yeah, no, he's not going to show you some crazy flying triangle type armbar shit.
Yeah, he's not going to show you them taekwondo kicks either.
No. No, if he starts throwing kicks, you're like, what the fuck?
Derek Lewis is a tank, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has raw power.
You know what?
He's actually pretty decently fast.
I would like it to be like this war between the two of them.
It could be interesting. So. It could be if Lewis has got the cardio for it, but I mean, it ain't been that long since his last fight, bro.
Well, good. That means he stayed in shape.
Yeah, but he didn't. What, he built up another 30 seconds of cardio?
Well, 30 seconds is better than no seconds.
Not true.
You know? Shit. I don't know. I like it to be a good fight. It's kind of hard nowadays to pick a fight, bro, because everybody's so good. There's so many variables.
Especially when you're heavyweights like that, too. Yeah. Everybody has knockout power of some sort.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, DC's coming in 235.
Well, you got to remember, too, DC's got a hurt hand. They haven't made a big deal out of it, but he said he only took the fight because it was Derek Lewis, and he likes his chances. But if he was being somebody else, he wasn't going to take the fight.
Well, I talked to him. Oh, I didn't talk to him. But I saw another interview, too. He said that he originally said no because of his hand. But then he was doing mitt work. And he was like, well, my hand's okay. And then did some more work and did some punching. He's like, my hand's okay. And then he ended up taking the fight.
Okay.
So he says his hand's good. It's like when they had asked him, he was like, no, I'm still in PT.
Kind of like when you ask Tito Ortiz, hey, how's your back? Oh, he's 100%. Never felt better. Loses the fight. Oh, you know, my back hurt. You know, I was having problems. This camp was the worst camp I've had in my whole career.
I would never compare DC and Tito, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just can't do it. One loses, it's a bunch of excuses. When the other one loses, it's, you know.
I got my ass beat.
Got my ass beat and moves on.
John Jones has got my number.
I mean, I guess I can't talk shit about Tito because he was good. But
he's a pioneer, bro.
Yeah,
he's definitely a pioneer, man. Before
I've never been in a fight like he has, so I can't really say what's what. But that's something that I did notice. It's like, you know, they ask him before the fight, how was your training camp? How's your body feeling? And you know, he gave you that, oh, I'm great, I'm 100%, my back feels really good. But then when he lost, it's like, well, my back hurt. I have problems.
Extreme, yeah.
Well, I mean,
he has legit neck and back. No,
I know. I know that. That's well documented. But at the same time, it's like, why? I understand. Why would you say that you're having problems before the fight? If you say some shit like that, people are not going to buy your fight.
Yeah.
You want people to
that's
think.
That's why he says, hey, I'm fine. So that way people
can fight. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why he's doing it. You know what I mean? And afterwards, like, well, actually, I was really fucked up. But I don't think you should take the excuse train on the way out.
No, nah, like, be a fucking
fighter. I didn't have it that day, man. You know, I'm
be like since, Couture. Since I'm, just be like, yeah, I got my ass kicked. I came in with more teeth than I'm leaving.
With one less.
Yeah, you know, I'm done. Fuck this.
It's rough. Who else we got?
I do want to see that Tito Ortiz Chuck Liddell fight, but I'm not going to pay for it.
I don't.
Why you want to watch two guys hit each other with walkers?
Yeah, oh, why not? Oh
my god, and they're younger than me. This is bullshit.
Are they really?
I think so.
I think Chuck's a little bit older than you. I think Tito might be just about your age.
Yeah, I think Tito's like 37 or something.
Is he?
Check him out. See what.
Yeah. What's the age? What's my age again?
My age again?
We don't want to be.
You are fake news.
Same fake news and shit.
Me? How old?
He's 43.
Who, Tito?
Chuck?
No, Tito.
Tito's 43. Okay.
How about Chuck?
Chuck is like 97.
Damn, Chuck. But he looks good, man. These guys see his fight, though. I mean, see his pictures lately?
48.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Okay.
He was like mid-40s.
I take it back.
Dude, he's right.
Mid to late.
He's almost 50.
Yeah, 2 years away.
Bro.
50.
You should be like on a beach and, you know.
Hey, Jalen Foster. Shit, it's Sunday already? No, bro.
Who is it? What?
Jalen, he said, shit, it's Sunday already? I was like, no, bro.
Oh, he's probably drinking.
No, he thought it was because of the podcast.
Oh.
I told him today.
Monday, I guess.
I told him at the yard that we were doing the podcast today.
And then he went, fuck, it's Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, he was there today. Had a roll with him.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Oh, he beat me up. You know, Jalen.
Big monster.
Yeah.
Big monster of a man.
Yeah.
He is a big old boy.
He's like, what, 250,000 pounds now? Jalen, how heavy are you?
He's 250.
Check it in. 250?
Yeah.
He looked like 275, my friend. 250 to the lower half.
That's a big-ass 250.
He looks like 275. I think he's bullshitting you. When big guys tell you their weight, add 25 pounds.
kind of like women.
No, women. They tell you weight minus 25 pounds.
Sure, be like, I'm 160.
No, they don't.
I don't know. You're looking like a middleweight over there.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No, yeah. So you look fine, girl. You're all right. You're all right. Don't listen to him.
No, see, they don't tell you their weight. That's the key.
They're like, listen.
Actually, she'll tell you.
Close your ears.
Yeah. So she's not one of those. It's like, I don't want to tell you my weight. She'll tell you the weight.
Yo, I got fat, man. I jumped on the scale today, too.
Man, what are you at now?
194.
Ooh, you did put on some.
Yeah, because I was down to 185, 184. I was hanging out there. But I've been eating a lot of crap, man. No lie.
Why you been doing that?
Time.
Bro.
I like ice cream.
I'm so glad. I'm so fucking glad Halloween's over with. Like, I went through the house today, put all the candy in the fucking bins, and put the bins up in the top of the pantry.
hey, you know how they did Sober October? Yeah. Like, let's not do it sober, but let's like it really fit November.
It doesn't really flow.
No. Okay. We'll work on
plus,
that.
Plus, plus you've already week. Got no shave November, no fap November.
I'm shaving. Smoke I have to shave. Look at my baby face.
That's because you got drill.
Look how old do I look? How do I look now?
Like 73.
73 is pretty good.
I'm letting, 90. I'm letting mine grow out a little bit, and then I'm going to go to someplace. And
you just look like you haven't showered in days.
I know. But I'm letting it grow, and then I'm going to have them line it up so then I can.
Oh, you're going to go to the Puerto Rican barber?
Dude, Tyler went and got his hair cut today, and they fucking lined him up, and I was messing with him. I was like, dude, you look Puerto Rican as fuck. I told him, I was like, if you wouldn't get in trouble, I would tell you to say that to Wallow when he comes home and be like, yo, look, I'm Puerto Rican as fuck. I'd be like, AF. But I was like, nah, don't do that because you'll go to school. And hey, be like, I'm Puerto Rican AF.
The guy that did my hair right here, his name is Rand Rice. He's out of Riverside area. Okay. Like in the closet.
What?
Yeah. They
He's
call,
in the closet?
They call that barbershop like the closet. I forget what they call it, but it's so small.
That's
but,
not that's not a good name.
No. It's right
next to Where you at, bro? I'm in the closet.
It's right next to Lola's.
Okay.
Not the stiletto one, but that little
Raider Jones. Right,
yeah. But he said he hooked the AOW crew up. He hooked me up. He hooked Andrew up.
Okay, I'll go visit him for the lineup.
Yeah, go visit him for the lineup for sure, man. He does like the hot shaves, all that shit, man.
No offense, I got my own barber.
Well, but I mean, you're Puerto Rican, bro. That's like a whole culture.
You gotta stick with your boys. I get it.
Hey, bro, qué pasa, bro? Let me see. Light me up, bro.
Hey, how about fix my eyebrows?
What you trying to say?
Fix my nose hairs.
Because see, that's the problem.
You know what? I'm pissed at your barber. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Are you ready?
Okay.
Because if he's your boy, he should like help you with the hair. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. He's just fucking calling you out,
bro. No, I'm not calling you out. I'm calling the barber out, bro. We're a certain age. We get certain hair, certain wears. It's true.
I'd be like, dude, leave his balls alone.
Have you seen my ass?
Yeah.
Bro, you got pants on.
Have you
on.
Seen my ass?
You got pants on.
All right, let me.
No!
Please don't.
Oh, it just hurt my throat.
Bro.
But see, that's a whole.
Man, smooth.
Mina. No. Oh, he took care of your ass. he's like Sean Huevos.
Like a table.
Oh, he's the black wax. That black wax. He needs to do that for you, bro. He needs to take care of you. You tell him. Say, hey, listen. My homie said something about my ears and my thing. Fix it.
I have that black wax at home.
It's you going to do that?
It's actually like a black mask. Uh-oh.
Yeah, black mask, yeah.
What? Hi.
What?
She wants them?
Because she did lose some. Oh, wait, she got to double check.
What did she you guys give her last time that she had the shit? So was it ice cream or something?
She had a pup. She had a pup ice cream.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no. This is a pig ear.
Pig ear's good. Yeah.
Organic.
All right, cool.
Some dried out flesh for the dog, please. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, oh.
Yeah. But see,
smoke that shit.
What a beef steak.
A beef stick. You know what that is?
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do, because literally Tyler and Tegan had, they were like.
No, they shouldn't have him be beef sticks.
No, they were fighting with them in PetSmart. And I was like, do you guys know what those, they're called bully sticks. I was like, do you know what those are, right? And they're like, no, what? I was like, that's a bull dick. And they're like, uh-huh.
So that's not true.
It is. What the fuck are you talking about? Yes, it is.
A bull stick?
Yeah. It's called a bully stick.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm going to fact check this.
Go ahead.
Fact check the shit out of him. Where's this at?
PetSmart.
PetSmart? I don't believe you, sir.
Okay. So PetSmart selling bull dicks?
Yeah.
They sell all kinds of stuff. He's like, man, this right here is a bucket of cow bone. This is great for the
I don't want my little girl knowing on no dick.
No. But
listen, man, that's a lot better than my little girl chewing on shark teeth
and shit.
You said
it's a bully stick?
Yeah, they call it. It's called a bully stick at the PetSmart. But I'm jealous, though, Wallow, because, okay, as a white guy, we don't have that barbershop culture.
Why not?
I don't know.
You do. Yeah, you do.
To find the right white guy.
Yeah. There is that barbershop.
Really?
Yeah, totally. That's where it originated from.
But that was back in the day at the old barbershop.
There's a bunch of those now, bro.
Really?
They're called stylists.
Yeah, no. Fucking right here. There's that Palmade and Tonic. There's the place that I told you about. That's a joint like that. You know? Yeah, there's a bunch of those now.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not been like a thing. I mean, maybe when you're an old white guy and you go to the barbershop and you hang out, you play checkers and you bullshit about, you argue about who the best fighter boxer was back in the day, kind of shit.
Yeah, no. I think you're out of the loop just because you don't have hair anymore.
Everybody knows Muhammad Ali was the best fighter in the world. His mama called him Cassius. I'm gonna call him Cassius.
See, that was like my introduction to barbershop culture was coming to America.
Oh my god!
I was like, holy shit, that looks so cool.
So there's an article that said you're
dog is probably eating a lot of bull penises and you don't even know it.
Yeah. It's called a bully stick.
Okay, well, that's an article, and I don't trust those, so let's go to
PetSmart. You want me to go fucking buy you one and bring it to you? And
be Pull it up, bully stick.
Oh, my God.
And then I wanted to know that it's coming from PetSmart. Actually, I don't
give a shit. What difference does it fucking make?
Actually, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I was just being an antagonist.
It consists of a male bovine's raw, dried private parts.
Did he say dick. Rod?
They said private parts?
Yes.
Fucking pussies.
It's an Android phone. They're not going to curse.
The private parts.
Usually, if it's got bully in the name, it has a penis as one of the ingredients.
No.
A word?
Then call me a bully, because I got a
penis. Yo, I'm a big bully. I'm a big bully. What's up? Just kidding.
They dry them. They twist them up into pretzels. Oh. They braid them.
Oh, it's what? Got
imagine me,
trachea,
that's your job.
Lung,
yeah.
Gullet.
Like, oh, so it's not the actual penis, like, cut off and dried itself.
No, these are different chews.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I thought you were talking about stick.
No, this is a bully stick here, which is just the penis. Okay, yeah. Then they have tracheas. You can buy a fucking trachea.
Oh, I've seen the tracheas.
Yeah,
that's a bull stick.
You fucking eat one of those bully sticks, your trachea is going to be fucked
that's
up.
That's a bully stick.
Why is it so small?
Because it's dried up. It's like dehydrated, bro.
It's shriveled.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yeah.
That's true.
Dude, right, I grew up on fucking farms, guys. Like, right. What the fuck?
All right. Okay, I'm done.
Let's call it a day.
Seeing your dog's bull penis is fucked up shit over here, man. This guy's fucking torture.
I'm gonna
name
you
goddamn
worse.
Ramsey Bolton.
Hold on. So that's
I
worse.
I took his favorite toy away from him, and he cried.
Look, so that's worse than them chewing on a severed pig's ear.
Nah, man, fuck pig's ears, man.
Dude, they love
no bull penis though. Okay.
Dude, my dogs love those fucking pig ears.
Yeah.
Well, don't you?
No. even though my grandfather did give me rawhide to teeth on when I was a baby.
Because he thought you were a puppy.
Probably how he raised me. But yeah,
it was probably a bully stick as well. Here you go, boys. Put some bull.
He just put him under the bull. Here.
There you go.
Hey, motherfuckers eat mountain oysters and shit.
Yeah, and?
Just saying.
Goat balls.
All right, let's just call it a day.
Man, it was good, man. I'm glad I got to see you guys. You know, I'm sorry I wasn't feeling so good. I had to leave.
Art's feeling like dog shit, and Sherry's going to barf at some point here.
Just get that big dick energy back by Monday for class.
No, don't talk about big dick energy to class and shit.
No, I need him upbeat.
Okay, yeah, you can say upbeat, but... Yeah,
all right, I was talking to Art. Arthur, I need you to be a little more upbeat and happy Monday.
Bring me two bangs, then.
I asked you if you wanted to bang. I have him downstairs.
Not right now, though.
He wants to get banged.
Shit bang.
Oh, my
bang.
God. No.
Way to go.
I don't want to get banged. I want bang energy drinks because they're at thebomb.com. CoQ10, creatine, BCAAs.
The champagne one.
No sugar.
Actually
cool
not bad.
Cool story, bro.
God, that thing is so lame. Somebody took that shit away from him.
Come on, bro. Sure, that's his toy. That's his toy.
We need to find new buttons. He has three buttons.
Yeah, but those are his go-to.
What's the other one? Find the other one.
Oh, I got a ton. I got like, let's see. I got 17 buttons, bro.
Yeah, but you play with three of them.
Well,
are my favorite
three. Not all of them are going to fit.
Of course not.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, that's the third one. I knew it. Told you there was three. It's a trifecta.
You are fake news.
Oh, there was four. I missed that one.
Bam.
All right, before we go, do you guys want to send anybody shout-outs?
Well, I think you guys are all amazing people. You keep up that hard work. We're going to get a lot of good work in this week in training. I'm going to be gone next weekend. North Kakalaki. I say Kakalaki, but I meant Carolina. North Carolina. And, yeah, you guys hold down the fort here.
Definitely. Definitely going to hold it out. Sherry?
What?
No. Okay.
What? Why are you doing that to her? She's
not paying attention.
She's just back to normal.
Right?
What? Seriously, don't do this to her.
Can I have a fart sound?
So, next weekend, we have Combat Night Pro Duval.
Yep.
So,
good luck to all the fighters that are fighting that.
Shout out to all my boys that are fighting. Coslo, the caveman, Jacob Brunel, who was here a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that.
Shelby got a fighter coming from Las Vegas because her opponent had pulled out.
And her fighter looks spunky, too, dude. I saw her Instagram. I was like, oh, that chick's spunky.
So, Colin's coming up from Miami.
Gangster. Colin Gangster. Back to Jax.
Who else is fighting?
He's fighting Cupcake. Cupcake's a big, long-rangey fighter, too.
I don't know.
Cupcake. I forget his first name.
Isn't it Dominic?
Yeah, Dominic. Yep, okay. Dominic. Dominic's a long-range fighter.
I thought you were talking about Misha Tate. I was like, that's not going to happen.
Man, have you seen her IG?
What? She's hot.
She's got another Instagram because she bakes now professionally. It's amazing.
She what?
She bakes.
She's a baker, huh?
You got to look at it. She's her cakes and everything. Oh, it looks so good.
Misha Tate, I love you.
I love looking at her cakes.
All right, we're done, guys. Y'all
hey, hey. I told you last week, that's my job. You just sit there and look pretty. How about that? Guys, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace. Cheers.
Hey, what up, huh? What's happening, cool? Yo, where you off to? Over to Foster. Say what? What's happening over there? Ooh, my man, Captain Rock is getting ready to land the dip ship. Oh, hey, man, I'm getting ready to go over there with you. Hold on. Captain Rock getting ready to turn it out. Be told about a man from space who requires some soul. You see her, I come from Pluto, aim to make a dance, guaranteed to put the ladies in the trance. Cause I'm 5 or 6, got a silver dip ship. Come on in, I'll take it on a trip to Venus, Mars, Pluto, girl, it really doesn't matter to me. Cause all you gotta do is fasten your seatbelts and hold on tight as a rocket through the galaxy. Here comes a blast. About this one spirit DJ without a doubt. He scratched it out deep, down deep from the planet galaxy. He slides in and back in harmony. He's the master on the wheels of steel. Listen to him because he's the real deal. He's cool, calm, stays real pressure. You gotta listen to him because he's real. There's a cosmic crew who wants to be known as the super house of rockers on the microphone. We throw down hard, we'll make you shake all night, and we can rock any part into the broad delight. We're just a bunch of guys who like to have fun. We're gonna keep all rocking till you all have some. Rock with the cosmic crew. Achieve my talent on the mic to make you believe that Captain Rock is like dynamite, the only MC that will never bite. You know, the only man that can fly around the world in 4 days and take 150 girls, huh? The only man to set your mind at ease. I come to earth, I aim to please. I'm the man on the hour, too sweet to be sour. The man on the go, too fast to be slow. So while the music electrifies your body, shake, 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 and party hard. Move your feet and go side to side, and then you're doing a dance called the Cosmic Glide. Hey, throw your hands in the air and reach for the top like you really don't care. I got a vicious voice just like old times, fascinating, devastating. I got rhymes, so just stand right there, don't go nowhere, cause I've got a good thing that we can share. Lend me your ear and give me your hand, and I will take you, girl, to rock, rock land with a rock, 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 r